funds. It says the refunds relate to historical loan accounts, primarily from before 2010. And South Africans who use cryptocurrency to move money offshore without approval could face the same consequences as those who illegally transfer millions of rands out of the country through traditional banking channels. This is the feedback from Tax Consulting SA, which noted that this follows a landmark ruling by the Johannesburg High Court. The court found that Bitcoin is both money and capital under the South African law and therefore falls within the country's exchange control framework. For Best Biz News on Best Mornings, I'm Zandile Hopper.
Best Biz with Zandile Hopper.
Love shopping at Woolies and love saving?